So there have been two big recent developments when it comes to oil and gas on Alaska's North Slope. Number one, the Trump administration announced in August its official plan for opening up part of the Arctic Refuge to oil and gas development. It's an area called the Coastal Plain, and it sits kind of to the east of Prudhoe Bay. The Coastal Plain makes up about 8% of the whole refuge, but the whole refuge is massive. So 8% of it is about the size of the state of Delaware. It's an area believed to hold billions of barrels of untapped oil, but it's also a place where caribou migrate, polar bears den, and migratory birds feed. Anyway, so this plan for oil and gas development on the land comes out, and Interior Secretary David Bernhardt says the federal government could auction off drilling rights in the Coastal Plain to oil and gas companies by the end of the year. All of it a very big deal.
Okay, I got that part. So what's number two?
Yes, development number two. On the other side of Prudhoe Bay to the west sits Alaska's National Petroleum Reserve, also called the NPRA. There's already some oil and gas development going on in the NPRA, but there's also land that is off limits to drilling right now. However, the Trump administration is working on a new management plan for the NPRA, and it released its final environmental impact statement for that plan in June. I realize that's a lot of words, but basically the proposal would make about 80% of the NPRA open to drilling instead of the current 50%, and that includes opening up the Teshekpuk Lake area to drilling. The next step is the government issuing what it calls a record of decision. Basically, it's just the final decision. Again, all of it is a very big deal. And like the Arctic Refuge, the reserve is also thought to hold billions of barrels of oil, but it's also an important habitat for birds and caribou and other wildlife.
And then came the lawsuits, right?
Yes. And then came an avalanche of lawsuits. Actually, two of them related to development in the Arctic Refuge's Coastal Plain were filed Wednesday. One by a tribal government and two village councils, and another by a coalition of 15 states, including New Jersey and New York and Washington, but not including Alaska. Between all of the lawsuits, there are hundreds of pages of claims. At the most basic level, they broadly boil down to alleging that the federal government glossed over the impacts oil and gas development will have on the land, wildlife, and climate. And they say that the government failed to follow numerous environmental laws when developing the plans. Here's how Earth Justice attorney Kate Glover summarized the claims in one of the Arctic Refuge lawsuits.
The problem is that BLM is prioritizing oil and gas over all other purposes and all other management considerations for the refuge. And all of the claims in the lawsuit are targeting that their failure to take into account the impacts on indigenous communities, wildlife, subsistence, and recreational wilderness values of the refuge.
The Bureau of Land Management counters that its actions are lawful and based on the best available science.
So a couple of these were just filed, but what's the status of the lawsuits currently?
Right. So they're all in U.S. District Court in Alaska, so federal court. We've got the two just filed, and the four others are still really early on in the process. Lawyers say the NPRA lawsuits will likely start moving through the court process once the federal government issues its final decision on a management plan. And lawyers who filed the two other Arctic Refuge lawsuits say they're now waiting on the federal government's answer to the complaint. One lawyer I spoke with said a ruling from the judge may not come for a year or so.
So people may be wondering if this is going to hold things up. Can the federal government move ahead with the lease sale if these lawsuits are still ongoing?
The short answer is yes. The Bureau of Land Management says there is no legal prohibition right now for moving forward with a lease sale in the case of the Arctic Refuge or a final decision on a management plan in the case of the NPRA. Then if a judge rules in a way that makes the lease sale or the management plan invalid, that's a whole other issue. I was also curious while doing this reporting if the lawsuits would have any impact on oil companies and their decisions on drilling. Lawyers who filed the lawsuit say they're hopeful that's the case, but Kara Moriarty, who leads the Alaska Oil and Gas Association, says she doubts it. She says the lawsuits aren't surprising.
Lawsuits have just become a way of life. It was not surprising to us. You know, if the industry was concerned about lawsuits these days, they'd probably never invest in Alaska anymore in the oil and gas industry. Trying to use lawsuits to keep resources in the ground has become a tried and true page out of a playbook.
Well, Tegan, to close out, any ETA at this point on a lease sale or official decision on the NPRA management plan?
No, there's no set dates at this point. Those are, I guess, the million-dollar questions.